Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, June the 15th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 64 degrees, and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion, halfway through the month of June. Now, if you were listening in hour number one, we really have solved all the world's problems here. Because the world's problems right now consist of Pat Sajak, legendary host of Wheel of Fortune, retiring after 41 years in the fall of 2024. And I believe that I should take over for Pat. Now, in the beginning, I said that Mary Ellen Withrow could be my letter turner, because I think it's time for Vanna White to also go. But then we decided, well, maybe it wouldn't it be better if Mary Ellen just signed the checks at the end of the show. So we needed a letter turner. And it was suggested that possibly Abby or Michelle could be my letter turners. And I don't know. Abby, I think, started listening again there. But maybe she could be a letter turner. But we did get an update on this beauty pageant thing from her. Now, she says she took tap dance as a child, but it was not her thing. She never did any pageants, but her son Luke did. He had a modeling contract when he was 18 months old. They had photo shoots in Chicago. He auditioned for commercials. It was fun. I bet that would be. That's very interesting. And she said, I'm not sure I would have a talent for the talent portion of the beauty pageant. So, see, me saying that I don't know if she has any talent, you know, she's got talent, writing, you know, things of that nature, but talent for a beauty pageant is a little different. So I don't know if she would have any talent as far as that goes. And I don't know if Michelle has any talent. Now, Michelle doesn't sing that I'm aware of, and I've never heard her say that she played an instrument. So I don't know if there's any talent. Now, what do you think of this, though? Do you think this is the way to go? Will this save Wheel of Fortune? Because you know when Pat Sajak leaves, it could go right downhill if they don't get the right people in there. What do you think? Is this how we save Wheel of Fortune? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I do think it's interesting that her son Luke was in some beauty competitions, and I don't know how he did in those competitions. That'd be interesting to know how he did. Can you really get in a beauty competition, though, if you don't have a talent? Because what are those pageants made up of? You've got the, what is it, the question? Where they ask you, you know, how are you going to get world peace or something. And then they've got the, do they still do the swimsuit competition? I haven't watched a beauty pageant in years, but the swimsuit competition used to be a big thing. And then they had the evening gown competition. I think they still do that. And other than that, I think it's just the talent competition. Isn't that all there is to a beauty pageant? I don't know. I don't know. Does anybody know? Has anybody seen Miss America in recent years? By the way, this all started with a conversation about Marilyn Meskey this morning and her being on the front page of the paper this week. Apparently, she was featured by the Marion Maid group. Well, that's nice, I guess. But we need a new Miss America because it's been many, many years since she was Miss America. So my question is there anything more to these beauty pageants besides the evening gown, the swimsuit, the question, and the talent portion of the competition? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I was trying to think there during the break if I've known any other women who could do letter turning or who could be in a beauty pageant. And to be honest with you, I don't think I do. Now, that's not saying that the women were not okay looking. It's just they don't have that thing. You know, they're not, you got to have confidence. And you got to have, you know, you got to be able to sell it. And you've got to have talent. You know, you got to have talent in those beauty pageants. Got to be able to wear an evening dress. Got to do the whole thing. Or else there's no show. All right. Does anybody know? Does anybody watch Miss America anymore? I thought there was a whole hubbub years ago where they got rid of the swimsuit competition. And then they started calling it a fitness competition, which I don't know what that's all about. And then, I don't know. Is there anything more? If anybody knows, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Topic of discussion here. And do you like knowing about Marilyn Meskey? You know, one of our top of the hour things there has to do with Marilyn Meskey. We tell a little bit about her history. I think it's important to know that Marion had a Miss America. I certainly don't think that's a bad thing. I just don't know why you put it on the front page of the paper. You know, I can see it being in the paper, but I think the front page is probably reserved for news. Now, you know, oddly enough, this kind of goes into another topic that Mary Ellen and I were discussing last night when we got together. Now, as many of you know, Chris Christie is in this presidential race now. He's in the Republican primary. Now, this has nothing to do with politics, but this is a question that came up. Would we, as Americans, elect an overweight president? You know, overweight like 350 pounds. And I'm not sure what Chris Christie weighs, but I don't know if we would. I mean, how many heavy presidents have we had? Really, the only one that has any, that I have any memory of is Taft. And what do we know about Taft? You know, here's the bad thing about Taft. Taft was president. I think he did a fair job as president. Then he went on to become Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, made some important decisions there. And what do all the kids know about William Howard Taft? They know that he got stuck in a bathtub. And we're not even sure if he really did get stuck in a bathtub. You know, he should have just taken showers and this never would have happened. But do you think we would elect a man or a woman, I guess at this point, who was over 350 pounds to the presidency of the United States? Do you think that's something we would do? 740-751-4038. Marion Allen and I had a very interesting conversation about this last night. You know, before anybody runs for president, we want to know their health. We want to see all their medical records. And I think it's interesting that we worry about people's age. I assume that has to do with their health. So would we elect somebody who's heavy president? When is the last time we even saw somebody heavy beside Chris Christie running for president? I don't know. I think it's a fascinating question. So the questions on the table this morning are, would we elect somebody who's overweight to the degree that Chris Christie is, somewhere over 350 pounds? Would we elect him president of the United States? Just based on his weight. Not his party, not what he believes, just based on his weight. And also, do you think that this is the new way to go for Wheel of Fortune? Me as the host, Mary Ellen signing the checks, and possibly Abby and Michelle turning the letters. I think they both know the alphabet, so I think they could pull it off. But this is where we are this morning, and the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I think we've covered most everything I wanted to cover here this morning. We talked about Mary Ellen coming in last night, talked about the garden's continual growth outside, Pat Sajak retiring after 41 years next year. We talked about my commode finally being fixed, Marilyn Meskey and the Marianne Star. Would we elect a president who's overweight? We talked about the scammers yesterday on the show. I really enjoyed that conversation. $2,500 reward put up by the Marion FOP to find out who did the damage to McKinley Park, and the coughing spell that I ran into with the employee this morning at McDonald's, which could lead to the end of my life. You never know. I'll never make it to Wheel of Fortune, because whatever this lady was coughing up this morning is going to do me in. All right. 740-751-4038. Any opinions out there this morning? I would love to hear them. It's always fascinating to hear what's on your mind out there. Or is there anything else on your mind this morning that you would like to talk about? Heaven knows, there's a lot going on. You know, we're in June now, and I haven't heard much more about this mayoral race here in town between Glenn Coble and Bill Collins, really since the primary. I don't know where that thing's going. Who knows? I guess time will tell. All right, let's take the phone call here. Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
That could have just been a smoker's cough.
You know, I don't think so, because I run into her every morning, and now she might have had a smoker's cough, but she really seemed like she was struggling this morning.
Maybe she smoked a lot.
Well, I don't know if that's good for her either, but, you know, it really seemed like, haven't you heard about COVID and RSV and the flu all being at big high levels right now?
No, I hadn't heard that until I heard you say it this morning.
Yeah, something like 80% of hospital beds are filled up because of this right now.
Well, it's just exercise for the immune system, I suppose.
I guess, but it made me a little nervous. So what do you feel about the whole Wheel of Fortune thing? And
well, I'm 43, so, I mean, that's been a staple of my life for, you know, most of it, all except for 2 years. So it's kind of weird. We're losing all of our icons.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel comfortable if the night, you know, Pat Sajak signs off, goodbye, and then the next night I'm there?
Yes, I would love that for you, Scott.
I think it'd be fascinating. And then I'm going to bring my whole crew with me. You know, Mary Ellen signing the checks, possibly Abby or Michelle turning the letters. I think that's the way to go.
And that got me thinking, does Vanna talk?
You know, I don't know if she has a voice.
Yeah, I think she's supposed to just look pretty and, like, and they don't even turn the numbers anymore. Doesn't she just, like, touch something?
I think she just touches them. And see, this is the thing. This is where Abby and Michelle would have a problem, because I don't know if they could shut up for 24 minutes and let me
they
talk.
They wouldn't be able to get the job done.
No, I don't think they'd be saying, why are you doing that? Why'd you ask it that way? You know, it'd be one of those things. Do you think Marilyn...
I don't think they could just look pretty and be quiet.
Yeah, I don't think they could do it. I it'd be rough. But, you know, apparently she's royalty. Abby's royalty, the great-great niece of Marilyn Meskey.
I think that's cool.
Well, it's nice, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Now, do you think I should have to bow when I see her next?
I mean, that's up to you. I'll leave that to your discretion. And I just want to say one thing before I get off here. Why wouldn't we? People should put more emphasis on mental health. Well, just as much emphasis on mental health as physical health. Because look at Mike. He doesn't seem like he's capable of comprising, like, one coherent thought when he's speaking. So what good does it benefit someone to be skinny if they don't act like they have any scruples?
Hey, have you watched Miss America recently? What do they do? Didn't they do away?
I don't get into all that. That's all. The only time I ever really paid attention was when Steve Harvey did that little thing where he announced the wrong person. I I think that was Miss Universe, wasn't it?
Something like that. Well, see, he's incompetent. I could do the job better than him.
There you go. Sky's your limit. Never quit dreaming, Scott.
Well, that's right. And you know what? I just got a Abby's out there listening. She said she would have to have a talking part.
She would have to, huh?
She would have to have a talk. And so we might have to let Vanna talk a little. But not too much.
Not
we can't
with
interfere.
That, instead of Pat and Vanna, Scott and Abby.
Scott and Abby.
It kind of has a ring to it.
Well, doesn't it? And I would say...
I think America could get used to it.
Wouldn't that be entertaining for 24 minutes every night?
The real question is, would you remember the little people, Scott?
Oh, heavens no. No, no. Once my hair, that hair dye seeps in, you wouldn't remember anybody.
Brutally honest. All right, ta-ta.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Of course I'd remember them. There are no little people, so of course I'd remember everybody. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, I'll make you a promise right now. If I get the job as the host of Wheel of Fortune after Pat Sajak, I will bring that show to Marion. We'll do that show right on the steps of the Harding Memorial. How about that? So there you go. I'll bring it right here to Marion. We'll all our contestants will be Marion natives for a day or a week or however they do that. It'll just be fantastic. 740-751-4038. All right. This is interesting. Now, we're getting more of the family lineage of how Abby is connected to Marilyn Meskey here. So, her great-grandmother, who was Marilyn's sister, made bombs at the depot during World War II. Well, that explains a lot. There was a picture of her making a bomb in the newspaper. Talking about two different sisters. Well, there you go. You got one sister making a bomb in the depot during World War II, and then the other sister competing in Miss Ohio and winning Miss America for the great city of Marion here. And isn't it interesting that Abby's side of the family is the bomb-making side of the family? I don't know if we could get Vanna a talking part, though. I don't know, because, you know, there's only 24 minutes in that show, and you got to have the guests talking, the contestants. And heaven knows I'd have to talk. So, I don't know. They would have to, be short. Like, hey, how are you today? You know, that sort of thing. I don't know. 740-751-4038. I think this is a done deal. The money that could be made off of this for these people. Gobs, you know, because Pat Sajak, he's made $1 billion off that Wheel of Fortune thing. And all he's been doing is turning letters for 41 years. You know, or telling people to turn letters. He didn't even turn the letters. 740-751-4038. I'm still trying to figure out what they do in beauty pageants now. I think they did away with the swimsuit competition. So I think they do the question. Which is always something like, what would you do during nuclear holocaust? They have the evening gown competition. I believe that is still there. And then other than that, I really don't know. I don't know what they do in beauty pageants anymore. But talent. You got to have a talent. I'm really racking my brain here, trying to think if I've ever seen any talent out of Abby that you could put on stage in a beauty pageant. You know, she writes very well, so that's a talent, but you can't do that on stage. I don't, maybe read a poem? I wonder if she's ever written a poem. Her writings aren't really poetry. Yeah, I think there's an interview portion to the show. Maybe she could write poetry. She'd just have to write poetry. Or, you know, well... It's a sore subject, but maybe she could get up there and do push-ups. You know, they're all into fitness now at those pageants. Matter of fact, I think they call them scholarship pageants now. I don't think they call them beauty pageants anymore. I think they call them scholarship pageants. So maybe there's something to that. All right, 34 minutes past the... Isn't this better than talking about politics? 740-751-4038. You think we got something made here? You think we got something in the on the hopper, on the burner, on the stove here? because I am willing, I'm just putting it forward here, I'm willing to take over Wheel of Fortune when Pat Sajak leaves to fill that gap. And I'll do it for 41 years. And that way, you know, when I'm in my 60s, I'll retire and go off to Wheel of Fortune retirement. Now, again, I'm willing to bring Mary Ellen with me to sign the checks. And possibly Abby or Michelle, if they have a dress and can punch letters, we might be able to do that. It's all very fascinating. 740-751-4038. I've seen her write short stories, Abby, but I've never seen her write a poem. I think some of those people in those competitions have written poems, haven't they? Did I dream that up? Or don't they recite poems or recite great literature on the stage at the Miss America pageant? Does anybody know anything about these pageants? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'll just start with where I was starting in hour number one and say, you know, Mary Ellen came in last night on very short notice because she is a pal. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have friends like that in life, that's all you need. People who are always there and are there year after year after year. And Mary Ellen has certainly done that. Abby doesn't do poems. Well, isn't that interesting? I wonder why she doesn't do poems. Now, she said she would have to talk or write something. Now, what could she say? Well, she could tell a story. You know, she's told some of those before. I don't know. It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Marion-based Wheel of Fortune. All right. Again, phone lines are open here. Does anybody have an opinion on could we elect a heavy president? That I should have asked Sarah that when she called. Sarah, if you don't have anybody on the bus, give us a call. Could we elect an overweight president? You know, Mary Ellen and I were talking about that last night in regard to Chris Christie. Would people elect him president if he's overweight? 350 pounds overweight, you know, a bigger guy. Because all we know about Taft is that he got stuck in the bathtub. So is that any kind of legacy to have for a president? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Somebody's got to have an opinion on that. Would you elect an overweight president? Or would you vote for them? Does it matter how they look? You know, we always say in a job interview and things like that that looks do matter. Oh, you know, I kind of hesitated to go into this morning. But there was a study I was reading this morning about things after the pandemic. Now, normally, I would not get into this on this particular show, but I don't know. I'm going to bring it up because I think it's an interesting fact. Now, here is something to come out after the pandemic. Now, who did this? Who did this study? Let me see. This study was done by the Kinsey Institute. The Kinsey Institute for research. What is this? The Kinsey Institute Research and Institute News in Indiana. So this came right next door out of Indiana. Now, this is kind of fascinating that after the pandemic, 19% of respondents say they are more inclined to pursue an open relationship in the future after the pandemic. Now, I don't have any idea what the pandemic has to do with open relationships, but there's a lot of stuff in this Kinsey report that I'm not going to get into because it's a little salacious, to be honest with you. But I didn't think that was all that salacious, and I don't really understand. That's a high number, 20%. That's one-fifth of people, one in five. 19% of respondents say they are more inclined to pursue an open relationship in the future after the pandemic. Now, what would be the reason for that? You know, all my relationships have been open because they all end in the end. Everybody leaves. They're all open relationships. I don't know. 19%, 1 in 5. I wonder why the pandemic would make you want to be in an open relationship. I've never really understood what an open relationship is, to be honest with you. But there, that's from the Kinsey Institute. That's where your hard-earned money is going if you've got a child at Kinsey. They're doing studies on things like this after the pandemic. What a thing. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Open relationships on the rise after the pandemic. You know, I think people spent too much time with their people, and they said, boy, this is a little rough. I think that's what happened. But you never know. All right. 40 minutes past the hour here. You know what? I don't think we've done a Family Feud question in a while. We've got 20 minutes left here. Maybe we'll do... trying to think of a good Family Feud question we have not done here. Okay, here's one for you. I think we have 5 answers here. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. All right, 5 big answers here. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. What an odd question that is. Telephone number, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Got to read that question again. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. 5 big answers here. Now, all these things are legitimate. I think they would be things that would come out of your nose. What an interesting category this is. I know we've never done this one before. I certainly would remember this. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. 5 answers on the board here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Now, the number one answer has 48 people who said this answer. Number 2, 32. Number 3, 5. Number 4, 4. And number 5, 3. So we've got 5 big answers here. 18 minutes left to go in the program. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Have you gotten an answer yet? I just got a phone call. I didn't get to hear the program.
Oh, no, no answer yet.
No. Okay, what about mucus or food?
Let's see here. Well, mucus. Yeah, I'd say mucus is number one. Okay. They say snot, but mucus, I'd say yeah.
Well... yeah, I say that word.
Yeah, I know. Cleaned it right up for us. Yep, that. Okay, we did have a question, though. Do you think that we could elect somebody who is overweight to the presidency?
Well, I'm not sure this day and age because everybody is so, you know, on fitness kicks and everything.
Yeah, I don't know if it would happen. You know, Mary Ellen and I were talking about that last night with Chris Christie, and no matter how you feel about him, I don't know, just based upon his weight, if people would elect him.
But he has lost some weight, though, hasn't he?
I think he has. I don't know if he had one of those surgeries or not, or if he's just exercising, but I believe he has lost some weight.
But look what a big fuss they kicked over that what was his name, Fetterman, because of his health.
Oh, yeah, because of his stroke. Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's interesting, but yep, number one, mucus. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, mucus, number one on the list. That was the big one. 48 people said mucus. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Four other answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure about president, but I'm glad they're still hiring fat bus drivers. Yeah, we did talk about that, Scott. You have and me here. We just talked about it. I said I don't care how fat someone is. I care more about if they have any sense.
Well, right, but I mean, as president, we've really only had one overweight president, and he kind of got, you know, the only thing people remember him for is that he got stuck in a bathtub.
Isn't that awful? And then that's like with other legacies of other presidents, like Clinton. We all know what everyone, you think Clinton, you think Lewinsky. And that is so sad because that overshadows all the good that they did.
Well, that's what I said. You know, Taft was a Supreme Court justice, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He was president. He did all kinds of good things, but what do we know? He got stuck in a bathtub.
But he was fat. The only thing that he was fat.
Yeah. So I don't. Do you think that? I mean, you would obviously vote for a heavy guy or a.
Sure. Why? I mean, what's the worst that could happen? They die, and then you have to like go with the vice president. I mean, and hopefully, you hope they're competent.
Yeah, but do you think that most people would vote for a heavy president?
No, I think, I don't know, like, I'm starting to, I've been on this diet for 3 weeks, like, I'm hesitant to even say that, because, like, I've tried this so many times before in my life, and it's like, here we go again, this probably isn't going to work, but I'm going to try, and I don't know, I'm trying to change the way I think about stuff, because I used to be like, oh, you know, I hated it when people would, quote-unquote, body shame and all this stuff. But we do need more awareness. I mean, the obesity is like an epidemic in this country. You know, childhood obesity, fast food addiction. I mean, it is killing us.
Do you
I don't know.
Well, it's
I think it never hurts to use manners, though, and to spare someone's feelings when at all possible.
Well, the funny thing is to me is that when people are getting in their little relationships, it's funny to me that people will say, well, no, you know, looks don't really matter. But I'm not
so
sure.
They absolutely do.
Well, of course,
I mean.
Of course they do. And, you know, I guess that's just the way it is. But the sad thing is if somebody is really beautiful, like let's take Marilyn Meskey, who obviously was a very beautiful woman in her day, as she gets older, that's hard for her because she loses those looks, and I don't know what you do. It's tough. If you were never good-looking, it doesn't really hurt you all that bad because you're used to it. But somebody who loses them, they might have a tough time as they get older.
Right, if that's what you built your self-worth around, yeah.
Well, especially if you're Miss Ohio twice and Miss America, you know, I think the bomb
thrower. Some people obsess about it, you know, they try so hard to get plastic surgery. I don't think she had that, but I'm saying, yeah, they put a lot of money into, like, the tanning bed, plastic surgery, and all that. I used to do that when I was younger, not the tanning bed. I tried the tanning bed, but I have not enough melanin in my skin, and I would just fry like a lobster. But, you know, I never left the house without a hair plate and a whole face full of makeup and everything. Even to go, like, go work in a factory job and stuff like that. So one day I just thought, why are you doing this? And I don't wear makeup at all. I don't shower my hair. I mean, I'm clean. I take a shower every day and comb my hair. But I don't have a particular hairstyle and I don't wear a whole face full of makeup. And it's okay because I learned to like myself. I learned to be okay with looking in the mirror and seeing a bare face. Set of three different colors of eyeshadow, the eyeliner, the mascara, and the lip gloss, and the blush.
Well, I've been preaching this on the show for a long time now, that if you're not happy with yourself, you're never going to be happy with somebody else. You might have moments of happiness, but you're not going to be happy. And honest to goodness, I can honestly say that I really don't pay much attention to people's looks when I'm in those relationships with them. I like somebody who can, two things. Number one, we can laugh. Number two, we get along. If that happens, I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, that's not to say there's never occasions where I don't, you know, want to look pretty so I don't put makeup on. I just don't, it's not a necessity. Like, if I wake up late, it's like my whole day is not ruined because I don't have this mask on. You know, there's absolutely a challenge on the internet. It's like the fair face challenge. It's a challenge where you have to go so long without wearing makeup. And it's like kind of crazy how that is, how people are so uncomfortable with themselves.
I'd like to see, there's about four people I can think of in my mind that I would love to see barefaced.
Yeah. Now, I gotta admit, these eyebrows, they are starting to look like caterpillars. I feel like I do need to put in some work with this weaver. But yeah, I'm never going to go back to foundation and this. And I mean, literally, if you try hard enough, there could be like 35 things you could put on your face every morning.
Did you hear about that Kinsey Institute study? After the pandemic, 19% of people are now going to try open relationships?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I read that this morning out of the Kinsey Institute.
Like you said, what is an open define open relationship?
I said mine were all open because everybody left in the end.
I gotta go with you on that one. I've never been lucky enough, but if I was gonna be in a relationship, I ain't shared nothing, honey.
Well, is that an open relationship? You have to, somebody else is involved? Is that what it is?
Too open for this, girl.
My goodness. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, all relationships should be open. You got to have a trap door to get the heck out of there when the person starts acting nuts. All right. 740-751-4038. A lot of questions on the table here this morning. Would you elect an overweight president? Would you go without makeup? Take a picture of yourself. I'd like to see that. And I don't know. That Kinsey Institute study is very strange. As far as 19% of people would try open relationships after the pandemic. And we also have our Family Feud question going here. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. We only have the number one answer so far, which was mucus. We have the four other answers. Does anybody know what the four other answers are with 8 minutes left to go? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 8 minutes left to go. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Four other answers. Of course, number one, the big answer with 48 people was mucus. Go ahead, caller.
What about food?
Well, there are some, nothing.
Or like pop or a drink.
Yeah, well, soda is number four on the list. Soda's number four.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Soda comes in at number four on the list today. So we do have soda on the list. Mucus was number one. Soda, number four. Still three other answers on the list. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh too hard. Go ahead, caller.
Am I hearing this question right? You said what could come out of your nose?
Yeah, it's a good one for breakfast, isn't it?
What would anyone have in their nose other than a booger?
No, I think when you're...
Are you allowed to say booger on here?
Well, you did.
We weren't allowed to.
I don't know. I think that ship has sailed, but we've got mucus and soda, so what... Isn't that how the question reads? Let me read it again. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh.
Just not, is the only thing I could think of.
Well, I think that falls under mucus in number one, yeah.
Well, is mucus and booger the same thing? Cause
yeah, I think all those things probably fall in the same neighborhood.
Hmm. Well, now you don't keep things in your nose. This question doesn't even make sense.
You don't keep things in your nose. Well, that's probably true.
You shouldn't. Okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna get in trouble.
No, you don't have a guess?
Yeah, the question sounds crazy to me.
Well, Soda was on there at number four.
Well, I'm just not thinking hard enough.
Well, keep
let someone else do the thinking.
Keep thinking. We got 6 minutes.
Okay.
All right. What an odd question, I guess. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Mucus was number one. Soda was number four. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a nose ring?
No nose rings on the list.
No nose rings on the list. Well, see, there's Sarah. There's something that people put in their noses. A nose ring. I don't know. Could you blow that out of your nose if you... I don't know how secure those things are. You know, I have seen people with nose rings. I don't find those to be bad. I don't think that's a terribly awful thing.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about like a sound of noise, like a snort?
You know, I used to know somebody who snorted every time they laughed. And that would make me laugh because they snorted. No snort on the list, but a good guess.
No sounds or anything? This is hard, okay.
Weird category.
No snort on the list. I used to know somebody every time she would laugh, she would snort. And it would make me laugh that she snorted. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. Mucus number one, soda number four.
Go ahead, caller.
What about hair?
No hair on the list.
No hair on the list here today. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. What a category here. Mucus took number one, 48 answers. Soda, number four, with four. Still three left to go. Number two, three, and five. 4 minutes, less than 4 minutes left here. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1. Oh, by the way, Charlene has a... I believe it's a Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco hat to pick up at the station. She can pick that up today between 10 and noon. All right, 740-751-4038. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
How about if you... laugh so hard your nose will bleed.
No nosebleed, but a good guess.
Okay.
No nosebleed on the list, but not a bad guess. This is a good over breakfast question, isn't it? Name something that might come out of your nose if you laugh. Mucus, number one. Soda, number four. Still three answers left to go and approaching the we're at the two-minute warning now. 2 minutes left to go in the program today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, the other questions are, would we elect an overweight president? And what do they still do? Swimsuit competitions in Miss America, what do they do now in those pageants? I don't know. Haven't watched one of them for I don't know how long. But, you know, and should I be the new host of Wheel of Fortune when Pat Sajak says goodbye after 41 years? I think it's time to beef the resume up, head out to Hollywood, host Wheel of Fortune for 41 years, then call it a day. At 68 years old. All right. 740-751-4038. We're down to 1 minute. 1 minute warning here. On this very difficult question, I guess. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh. mucus number one, soda number four, and that's all we got so far. 740-751-4038. 30 seconds left to go in the program. Approaching the end of the show here today. And what a show it's been. Interesting to nth degree. Learned a lot about beauty pageants, Wheel of Fortune, all kinds of things. Well, I don't think we have any more guesses today, so we're going to say goodbye. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not